Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
It's Roswell Encina, Chief Communications Officer for the Library of Congress.
And we're talking because you have a really, really cool thing going on. It's the 5th annual Summer Movies on the Lawn, presented by the Library of Congress. And it's going to be, I guess it's all films chosen from your National Film Registry, which I look forward to, you know, seeing every year that you announce it. But it's going to be July 7th through August 4th. We'll get to the actual individual titles in a second. But yeah, overview it for me. I mean, obviously, it's the 5th anniversary. So explain sort of maybe how it started, how it's grown in that time.
Absolutely. You mentioned the National Film Registry. We wanted to find a platform to spotlight some of these great films that are become either classics or new classics. We all have a connection to all these movies, whether from our childhood or some happy moment in our lives. We think that each American or anybody who lives in the DMV will absolutely love these films that we present on the lawn. It started more than 5 years ago. We took a break because of the pandemic. And we decided, well, we have this beautiful landscape, you know, just outside the Library of Congress. You can't beat it. You know, we have the Capitol there, the sun is setting. And we decided it would be a nice, you know, setup to showcase these films. And since then, you know, hundreds of people have been coming. Last year, I think, in 2021, it was actually our first in-person event when we brought the films back to the lawn. And I think we had our most successful turnout ever. I think people were just hungry to be together again and do things in person. And, you know, we embraced everyone coming back.
Oh, absolutely. And the timing couldn't be any better because, you know, DC residents for years and years loved going to that National Mall for the screen on the green. And I think HBO's co-sponsored that. And that shut down like a few years ago. And so everyone was hungry to go down with these great, you know, historic landmarks in the background and watch movies. And boom, you guys launched this for the Library of Congress on your lawn, and it's perfect. It's summer outdoor movies is back in the nation's capital. We love it.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to lie, you know, when we heard that the films on the green were not going to happen, that was our opportunity to do this. We decided, you know, people clearly want to hang out, you know, on the National Mall, or at least near it, because in our case, we're on Capitol Hill, but it allowed us to, you know, take advantage of that opportunity.
Oh yeah, and one more question before we get to the actual movies this year. Explain where exactly they go, and you know, and like where the, you know, how big of a screen it is. Like paint a visual picture of like the layout of how they should lay their blankets down, all, you know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So in previous years, we've been doing it on the side of the library. This year, we're doing it on the other side, but we're gonna have a lot of signage. We're actually gonna have like some concerts before the movie so people know where to go. So it's a humongous screen. So it's the equivalent of, you know, watching a widescreen at a movie theater. You're just outside. So we welcome everyone to bring their, you know, their blanket and a picnic basket, you know, bring your dinner, bring your drinks, and just enjoy the movie. Oh, and of course, bring some bug spray. It is summer in DC, so.
So you did say that you can bring your own snacks and drinks and stuff?
Absolutely. Either, you know, bring it from home or, you know, support the businesses around Capitol Hill and bring it there.
Cool. And is alcohol allowed or not?
Well, that is up to the Capitol Police. So okay. We'll leave it up to each individual, how to judge that.
Okay, gotcha. I like to give folks some, you know, a tip on that if they need, if they can. But yeah, use it at your own discretion and you will go through the Capitol Police, not the Library of Congress or WTOP. That's on you all. Exactly. All right. So, all right. Well, without further ado, let's go into the lineup. So it all kicks off July 7th. You know, it is a few days after 4th of July. So patriotism still in the air. And we have a great action flick that even has a tie into a new sequel that's dominating the box office this year. Tell us about why we chose Top Gun.
Yes. So we're kicking it all off with Top Gun on July 7th. With the success of Top Gun Maverick, we decided to bring this old classic back. Top Gun was added to the National Film Registry in 2015, the original 1986 film. And I think, you know, there's such a hunger back to see this, you know, this classic. You know, clearly everybody loves the new movie. And I think, you know, if you come back to watch the original, you'll be able to see all the Easter eggs in the new movie. So, you know, you'll be able to, oh, so Jennifer Connelly's character was mentioned in the first movie. And of course, you know, you compare the effects that were done in 1986 compared to the newer version.
Not to mention, you know, pretty identical parallel scenes of, you know, the Great Balls of Fire at the piano. There's scene, you know, there's little echoes throughout the whole thing.
Absolutely, you know, between Goose and Rooster, and you know, just coming back for Tom Cruise's smile is just another reason to watch it on the top.
All right, cool. And then week two, July 14th, another favorite from 1971, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Come see Gene Wilder do his thing. It's a family favorite. And why we go with this one?
I know this was added to the National Film Registry in 2014. And as you mentioned, everybody has a close connection to this movie. You're going to sing to it. You're going to, you know, want to eat some candy while you're watching it. You know, everybody has such a close personal relationship with this movie. I know I do. You know, every time I see it on TV, I can't help but watch it. Between the songs and the candy, and I think we all relate to each of the kids. I'm not going to say which one I relate to, but I think that's why it's so timeless.
Oh yeah, grab a Wonka bar, some Everlasting Gobstoppers, and come on down and watch as the Library of Congress is transformed into a world of pure imagination. All right, week three, July 21st, one of my all-time favorite movies, arguably the greatest, you know, most influential sports movie ever made, Rocky. Why we go with Rocky? I mean, say no more, it's self-explanatory, but, you know, dish on Rocky for a second.
Exactly. Come on. It's Rocky, you know, it's Sylvester Stallone. It won Best Picture. And recently we actually had Sylvester Stallone at the library a couple months ago.
So Doing what?
He was in town for some other event, and we were able to show him some items in the collection.
Awesome.
And we even actually showed him some items that had a connection to Rocky and some of his other films. So, you know, because of that visit, we were inspired to, we're like, you know what? Rocky will be the perfect movie to show this summer. And I think everybody will love it.
Oh, yeah. And this is the 1976, the original, the Best Picture winner that you're showing, right?
Absolutely. You know, this is when Sylvester Stallone shot to stardom. It's the one that started it all. And we know how many Rocky films came after this one. But I think everybody still goes back to the original. And, you know, everybody just wants to scream Adrian.
Exactly. And as much as I love all the sequels and, you know, the Creed spinoffs and everything, I mean, that original 1976 Rocky to me is still the best of, like, if you want just a pure underdog story and the, you know, just everything from the training montages, the music. I mean, it really started the whole thing. And it's rare these days. It's rare to have a Best Picture winner that was also the box office blockbuster of the year. It's sad that, you know, young kids, there was a time when movies were both. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. You know, one thing about Rocky, it's really kind of deep into our pop culture collective history. You know, we all make reference to it, whether it's the Adrian cry or, you know, the dream of running up the steps in Philadelphia. I think it's been all part of our collective history.
Yep. And in the National Film Registry in 2006, are folks able to run up the Library of Congress steps? Like,
absolutely. That is actually a good idea, Jason. We didn't even think about that. We should probably do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. All right.
Well, give them the boxing gloves if need be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring the gloves. And even if not, you can just hold your arms up in the V on the top of those steps like Rocky. It'll be awesome. All right, cool. And then on July 28th, we have Mary Poppins, a Disney classic. Julie Andrews actually just got the AFI Life Achievement Award like a couple of weeks ago. So this is very fitting and just a beloved movie. But yeah, why are we going with Mary Poppins?
Well, I have to confess, with the success of last year's screening of The Sound of Music, we made it a sing-along. So we're going to do a sing-along this year with Mary Poppins as well. So it's a classic. Everybody knows all the songs. So we're going to have the LLC Chorale, our staff chorale association, to kind of, you know, rev up the crowd to sing along. So we think it's going to be a fun time. You know, if you know the songs, get ready to sing. And, you know, like Mary Poppins, it's going to be sweet.
Oh, absolutely. It was in the, and just to remind, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but it entered the film registry in 2013. So it's there forever. And like you said, everyone knows the song.
And, you know, with the sequel that came out several years ago, I think people still love this movie, especially when it was also turned into a Broadway musical. So I think Mary lives on.
Oh, absolutely. You could go to on the street and everybody knows, you know, supercalifragilistic.
Exactly.
What else we got?
And we won't quiz them to spell it either.
Good, good. A spoonful of sugar and a Jolly Holiday and Let's Go Fly a Kite and Step in Time and Chim Chim Tree. I mean, come on, how many movies?
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed, Jason.
Think about it. I mean, but think about how not many movies have that many famous songs. And we didn't even mention, by the way, Walt Disney's, he's before he passed. I think this movie came out like, what, like 2 years before he passed or three years before he passed. And his favorite song, he said, of any movie he did was Feed the Birds, Tuppence a Bag. So there you go. All right. And then last but not least, August 4th, ending it with Wally, one of the great Pixar movies of all time. So adorable. You know, why is this a good way to close it out?
I mean, it's just a good way. I think kids and adults alike connected to this movie, whether it's the little robot or the status of the Earth in 2805, I believe, is when this, where the movie is set. And I think just the simple message of this film still resonates with a lot of people, whether it's, you know, global warming or preserving the environment, I think connects with a lot of people.
Great. And what's really cool, talk about too, before we run, what's really cool is that this one just entered the film National Film Registry last year. So is that sort of an idea behind it? You always like to have at least one recent addition to the registry?
Absolutely. And it allows us to, you know, tell folks that you could nominate films that could be added to the film registry every year. So that's always an option for our users so that they know that you're a part of this. You know, we just don't rely on our group of great experts that decide what's added to the film registry. We want to hear from, you know, the public of what they believe needs to be added to the registry. I do want to add, Jason, just in case one of these films get rained out, the following week, the following Thursday after August 4th will be our rain date, just in case any of these films get rained out.
Okay, great. Good to know. All right. And then I guess anything else we need to, I think I have plenty to work with. Anything else? I mean, I guess what time should people show up each time?
Well, that's actually, I'm glad you said that. We will be having some concerts, especially the first three Thursdays. So the concerts will start around 7. So, you know, just join the little, it'll be a little block party, enjoy some music. Then the films will start once the sun goes down. So it kind of changes every Thursday. Could either be at 8:30 or 8:45 or 9 o'clock. So, but as the summer progresses, the earlier they'll begin.
Awesome. Sounds good. Again, everyone, it is the National Film Registry Movies. They're going to be playing at the Library of Congress's 5th annual Summer Movies on the Lawn. It starts July 7th with Top Gun and then Willy Wonka, Rocky, Mary Poppins, and Wally all the way through August 4th. So head over to loc.gov for more information. Hey, thanks for doing this. It's always a blast.
Oh, thank you, Jason.